Good morning, everyone. Today is the 4th of September, Saturday morning, bright and early, crack of dawn before. We are told in the Bible that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, let us. God said, let us. And they did they not? They created the world, the Godhead, Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, created the world in 6 days. And the works were finished. And what an awesome creation God made. And God said, God looked at it and he said, it is very good. But then something happened. Adam and Eve were given certain conditions. And one of them was that they were not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And we're told, in the day you eat of it, you will surely die. And so it was a foregone conclusion that they were going to eat of it. It was just when. And when they did, they died spiritually, and that brought about the curse. And it also brought about physical death. But the most important thing is that all men are now born and conceived in sin. They're no longer in the image of God when they're born, unlike what a lot of people perpetrate. They're no longer born in the image of God. They are dead in their trespasses and sin. And the only way to be reconciled to God is to be born again. The Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. And the only way that anyone is going to have spiritual life, if it is given to him or her by God, all that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. John 6:37. My sheep hear my voice. They follow me, and no man can pluck them out of my hand, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Well, Jesus Christ came into this world, and he lived 33 years, 32 and a half years, and he died on a cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. He rose again from the grave, and he ascended back to heaven, and he's coming back again. And it's just a matter of time before this earth will be burned up and destroyed, and all of those for whom he has died for will be with him in heaven throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. That's a fact. Whether a person wants to accept it, believe it, or not. It's a fact. It's irreversible. And so, we have much to be thankful for, that we have been recipients of God's grace and for one of His. For we have a great future ahead of us. Now, the very distant future may not look so bright. We may be persecuted for our faith. We may be put to death for our faith. And it looks like persecution is coming in a much greater degree on the face of the earth. But God said that He would be with us during those times. Now to you who is able to keep you from falling and present you spotless before the throne, Jude 24 and 25. To the only wise God, our Father and Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, to Him be glory and honor, majesty and praise. For He is the only one worthy to open the book and His blood is efficacious for all for whom He died for. Well, this morning, let us remember that this time that we have on this earth is just very temporary. But the time we have in eternity is forever. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? I thank the Lord Jesus Christ who gives us the victory. And so, whenever we're faced with persecution, suffering, pain, whatever we have to endure down here, it's just a very brief interlude before we're ushered into the throne room of God. May the good Lord be with you today. God bless you.